the binary, the pendulum, the tedium, the lifeless life. Do you work on your mind to make it better? You are making the bars of your prison shinier. One of the activities of the mind that takes you out of the present is comparing. If you are new here, you probably think that I am talking about your brain. But the mind is only a limited function of the brain. The brain is like the world, and the mind is like a room in your house. Much smaller, and totally insulated from the world. In this article, we are going to examine the mind's behavior that is much like the behavior of a pendulum. A pendulum is a weight suspended from a pivot so that it can swing freely. When a pendulum is displaced sideways from its resting equilibrium position, it is subject to a restoring force due to gravity that will accelerate it back toward the equilibrium position. When released, the restoring force combined with the pendulum's mass causes it to oscillate about the equilibrium position, swinging back and forth. Remember, the more you are able to be out of the mind and in the present, the more intelligent you are able to be. I hope that looks to you like a value, like a virtue you could go for. And if it does, keep on reading this article. The 2-year-old article I republished yesterday started talking about a mind activity, comparing. It dealt with your judgments about people. You judge what they do compared to your standards and ideals about what people should be doing. Unfortunately, or thankfully, you can't live up to your own standards and ideals, so you judge yourself too. But this is far from being the only comparing the mind does. The next type of comparing answers the question, what's wrong with them/me? But you could be asking, what's wrong with it? It is also a question you ask inside your mind-based world. And then come the questions that ask what/who is more, better, or different. This is also considered comparing. I don't know if you can hear it, but most of what the mind does is it compares. It compares data with other data. The mind is a data storage, withdrawal, and comparing machine. Much like a computer, except, in your case, it is self-operating. In the ideal case, in a human fashioned after the original design, in a human being the operator is the awareness, also called consciousness. The awareness does not live in the mind, it is outside the mind, outside the body, outside the emotions. It is the part of you that wasn't born when you were born, and won't die when you die. The people who experienced near-death come back to report. The only part of their story that is important to you is that they are observing what's happening, they observe it with their awareness. For most people, awareness is a totally undiscovered agent. The mind is never present to anything other than the differences and similarities between things, data, never the thing itself. Let's see each category to see if I manage to bring it into your consciousness faithfully enough, so you recognize your behavior, the behavior of the mind. Most people notice that they judge people and that they judge themselves. Noticing is the function of awareness, by the way. Why do they notice it? Because judging, or being judgmental, violates some moral principle set by society and religion. Why is it set? To make you feel bad about yourself, that's why. That was the goal, that was the purpose. They succeeded, totally. Don't judge lest you'll be judged yourself. And other garden variety crap makes it clear to you that you are in the wrong. But it is not written anywhere, it is not said anywhere that it is comparison. It is not said anywhere that all activities of the mind, all comparison will make you miserable. There is no happiness, there is no joy, there is no peace, fulfillment, satisfaction inside the comparing mind. As long as you compare, all the feelings you would like to feel will elude you. In addition to the misery, your brain capacity is used up for the comparing, instead of being used for clarity and problem solving, where results come from, outside of the mind. Let's see how else and what else are you comparing. Most comparing is binary. Any question where the answer is yes or no, even if there is a maybe, should be considered binary. The technical term is closed-ended question. I used to live inside the questions, am I smart? Are they smart? Smarter than me? Am I talented? Are they talented? More talented than me? These were my main concerns in life as an architect. You have other concerns, no doubt. Any concern is a binary. It's a question that begs a yes or no answer. Every concern puts you in your mind. Just watch yourself. Example, you are with the person you love. You are cuddling. And instead of enjoying the togetherness, your mind asks the questions, over and over and over and over, does he love me? Does he really love me? Is he going to marry me? Is he the one? Should I stay? Should I go? Will it work? And on and on and on. Who is cuddling is not you, it's a body. Or probably two bodies. His mind is wondering about work, about money, about all kinds of things. Instead of being present, Everything about money, when held in the mind, becomes binary. There is nothing inherently binary about money. Money is energy, a great measuring tool. But if money enters the mind and is dealt with there, money becomes an evil thing. Everything money becomes is a yes or no, and then it keeps you in your mind, where you are stupid, where you are uncreative, where you don't care about anything other than yes or no. Inside the mind there is no courage, generosity, magnanimity, service, and the other good stuff, or if it shows up, it shows up in a binary way, yes or no. Inside the mind, the only thing that you can see about the beautiful world, existence, is what answers yes or no. All the richness of the world, all the colors, all the shades, all the beauty, all that is worth having elude you, because no richness can be viewed in a binary way, no richness can be reduced to a yes/no answer. Okay, so you are trapped in the mind. Now what? What asked that question? You didn't ask it. It was the mind. Before you can do anything other than what you have been doing, you need to become intimately acquainted with the place where you live, the mind. You want to find the binary core of everything you are thinking, everything you are concerned with, including this question, now what? Are you going to use the mind to investigate the mind? In the beginning, probably. But if you stick with it, you will be able to enroll the attention, and eventually awareness to do the work. Once you get there, you are halfway out of the mind, and a real work can begin. And so can begin your real life, the life that uses the mind instead of living itself out, completely, in the mind. What support, what tools do I provide for this work? To get you out of your mind. My most favorite activator, Avatar State Audio, for this purpose is the Brilliance at Will. The Brilliance at Will activator description: if you spend too much time in your head, trying to remember, memorize, keep yourself safe, I recommend the Brilliance at Will. It will set you at ease to not have to think that much. The mind can only process what has already happened, and nothing new information, data enters it, so it is mostly totally wrong, and unaware of what's going on. The Brilliance at Will activates your ability to shift your view at will so you can rid yourself of the view that got you where you are. Get energetic support to get out of the mind. You want to experience the audio, yourself, while you listen, to test yourself. You are the issue. The audio works, you don't. You expect everything to be handed to you, or to be done for you. Life doesn't work that way. If you know that you are not willing to do the work described in this article, do yourself a favor, and don't buy the activator. It won't do you any good. Resign yourself to misery, that is your lot. Another type of support I provide is inside the Soul Correction Workshop. We meet every 2 weeks, but in between you use the comments section to document that in fact you are using your faculties to get out of the mind. The sessions are to learn new distinctions, new ways to detect the activities of the mind machine. The in-between time is to actually to do the work you need to do to get out of the mind. This is a workshop for people who are willing to share, willing to be coached. I may create a support group just for finding your awareness, your attention, and detect your mind comparing, although I already have the Path to Enlightenment Coaching Club, already set up. The issue with most people is that they want to do it on their own. Inside the mind. If you are one of these, you can't use the mind to get out of the mind. It is a total impossibility. You need to find your attention and your awareness, and without help you probably won't find it. You can hide in this program, because I won't call you out. The Path to Enlightenment coaching calls will be on weekdays, and I plan to add calls to accommodate many time zones. Just so you know, the current state of humanity, 1% of humanity now lives in their mind only 70% of the time. They are the minority who have an appreciation of life, who look happy, are successful, creative and such. 99% lives in their mind 90%+ of the time. They are the most wretched ones. I cannot reach them. If you spend only 30-69% of your time in your mind, you can succeed with my methods, you can succeed in my programs. My students, mostly, started with 90% mind share and have reduced their in the mind number by a lot. And their lives have become more enjoyable and more enjoyed. Sometimes they go back into their world, engage with mind-imprisoned people, and return to their mind as a result. And we have to do the work again. When someone's identity is threatened, they always go to the mind to hide. Also, mind is like a parasite, it wants to take over and live your life for its own sake. Your vibration number, depends greatly on the mind share number, and so does your intelligence. You are not very intelligent, your behavior, choices, actions, and thoughts are not very intelligent if they are limited to what the mind knows, and not related to reality, the situation, observation, at all. And that is the current state where you, probably, find yourself today.